will do in my Maorim Melukat in Chelik Dalet. This is the 23rd Maimer. This is the second Maimer that Rebbe said that Shabbos, the Shabbos Parshas Ekev, Chof Menachemov in Tovshin Chof Zayin. It was later printed together with the first Maimer. It came out together in Chof Anakuntris, Chof Menachemov, Tovshin Mem Tes, as it says over there, in honor of the 20th of Menachem of the Histalkus Hilula of Rav Agon, Rav Chosid, Hamukubel, Menein Levi Yitzchok Zal Schneerson, the father of the Rebbe Yibod L'Chaim Tevim, Chakad Mushlito. This was published, the date on the booklet that came out with these Maimorim, these two Maimorim, on Yom Rishon, Parshas Re'ei, Hei Tovshin Mem Tes. And the previous Maimer is printed before this one, and we've learned that already. So now we'll do the Maimer Beis of Shabbos Parshas Ekev. And the Rebbe also makes a note that this Shabbos of Parshas Ekev so the Rebbe says that that the name is Borchin Kulu Yemen. All right. What I was talking about is the in Ha'orah 1, the Rebbe makes a note that in the year the Maimer was published, Chof Menachemov was after the Shabbos Parshas Ekev, so the Parshas Ekev is the one that blesses the Shabbos beforehand. My name is Borchin, so the Shabbos Parshas, the Chof Ov, which came shortly after Parshas Ekev, and actually it came in B'toich Gimel Yomin, in Basar Shabbat, within 3 days of Shabbos, which is even closer to Shabbos. So that's the connection of the year of the publication of the Maimer. But of course, when the Rebbe said the Maimer, in Tovshin Chof Zayin, Chof Menachemov was in Parshas Ekev. In any event, Shabbos Parshas Ekev, Chof Menachemov, this is Maimer Beis, Hei Tovshin Chof Zayin. So here the Rebbe based himself on the pasuk in the parsha. It says, "Va'ato Yisrael mo'havai lekecha shoyil me'imach ki'im le'yiro gomer." So now Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, "Israel, the Jewish people, what is God asking of you? But to fear Him." The Rebbe will bring down the question and answer that it says in Tanya about what kind of a question is it, that this is only Hashem is asking to fear? Is this something so small? Hashem is saying, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel, what is He already asking of you? Doesn't seem to be a small thing, the question of the Gemara. And we have to understand the answer of the Gemara. And then also with the Pirush that the Maharsha says on the Gemara, that the Altikra Mo Elomeo, and main, what does Hashem, not Mo, but Hashem asks Meya. The Rebbe is going to ask the different of these two Pirushim and the connection. They seem to be contradictory, as we'll see inside. So anyways, V'isa b'gemore, so the post of Pshat, what does God ask of you but to fear? So the Gemara asks, it's not understood this pasuk because Otu Yiro Milso Zutrosohi. Is fear something small that we're asking? All what God is asking of you is to fear Him. Fear Hashem doesn't seem to be such a small thing. So why are we saying, oh, this is all that Hashem is asking? Umetaret. So what is the Gemara answer on this question? In the truth, Lagabe Moshe Milsa Zutra Sohi, that relative to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying this, oh, what is already God asking for you to fear Him? So relative to Moshe, this was something very minor, something small. But of course, the question is that the Alter Rebbe asked in Tanya, "V'yidua hadiyuk bazeh." So it's known the question and the Mefarshim and the Tanya. Harishoyil me'imach kesiv, because the question he says, "What is Hashem asking?" He's not Ma Hashem Elokecha. Not saying asking from Moshe. Saying from you. Who's you? Mikol echad v'echad miYisrael. Every year, the Eibishter says, "What is Hashem already asking of you, but to fear Him?" So, ma'u atirutz. What is the Gemara answer? Lagabe Moshe milsa zutrosihi. That next to Moshe, this is something small, but Moshe Rabbeinu was asking it meimach. Ma Hashem elkecha shoyl meimach, asking from the yin. Doesn't seem to be so small. How does that answer? As we'll see. As the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, the Rebbe will say later on that relative to the Moshe in each one, this becomes, which we have in ourselves, it becomes a milter sezutrosi. But gam tzarech lahavin, also we need to understand there's another drasha that we learn that we should say, mo Hashem alikecha, meyo Hashem alikecha. Hashem asks us to make 100 brachas every day. So, Mad Isa b'Gemara, the Gemara says, Chayiv Odom Levorich Meya Brachas B'chol Yom. That a person is obligated to say, make 100 brachas every day. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'ato Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mi'imach. So, in this Pasuk, it says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mi'imach. So, we say, Al Tikri Ma, don't read it as what, Ela Meya B'hundred. So, according to this, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyim, Hashem asks you 100. Why does the Gemara darshan like that? So the Marsha explains, because we can't say it the other way because of the question. Because of HaMarsha. The Marsha writes, Datam al zeh shadarshu al tikra ma'chulu. What is the reason the Gemara says, don't say it as ma, but meya? The reason is, who ki lefi pirush haposhut kosher. Because according to the simple meaning, what Hashem asks of you, the Gemara's question, Oto yira milsa zutrosahi, is then fear a small matter? So we can't, therefore the Gemara says not to read it as ma, v'lochein darshu, al tikri ma elameya. That's why they expounded it to mean, don't read it as, what does Hashem ask from you, but say, Meyo Hashem asks you for 100. Shadovar zeh levorich meyo broches b'chol yom. This is something to make 100 broches in every day. B'neke la'odom l'kayim, this is easy for a person to fulfill. So it's not a problem anymore. So v'ato Yisroel mo, it's not what, but it's Meyo Hashem alekecha shoyel me'imach. Hashem asks you to do the 100 brachas. This is something, and that will bring you liyira. That will bring, the 100 brachas will bring you liyira, Hashem. What's the connection? Well, how do 100 brachas bring the person to yira, Hashem? Rebbe, v'tzarich biur. So we need to explain this. Ma'hi hamayla the meya brachas. What is the advantage of 100 brachas? Sha'al yodom boyim liyira samaya. Through 100 brachas, we come to fear Hashem. What's the connection? Why 100 brachas? V'gam tzorich lahavin. Also, we need to understand how to connect ma with meya. They seem to be in the same pasuk. One drasha is ma what, and the other drasha, the way the Gemara says, is meya is 100. So, what's the connection of ma and meya? Tzarech lovin api hayedua, based on what is known, shakol api rushim shebeisa posik shayochem zel lezeh, that all the interpretation that are in the same posik have a connection to each other. Ma yashayches de ma umeya, what is the connection of ma and meya? As the Rebbe will explain later on, level of bit, level of keser, as we'll see. Vegam, another question is, ma shayches Dishnei Pirushim Hanal, what is the connection of these two interpretations? Here we're asking about the word ma and meya, what is the connection? but b'chlal, the connection of these two interpretations. Shemetarzim akushi otu yirshem milso zutru sohi. The two interpretations, the way the Rebbe explains it in the Tanya, or the way the Gemara explains it, that it is legabe Moshe milso zutru sohi, so which means that why is it easy? Because legabe Moshe is something small, as the Gemara answers over there, and also with the other interpretation of the Gemara about Tikra Ma Elameya, that we call it Ma, but Meya, how do these two interpretations connect? Base. V'hine hachiluk ben hapirush kipshute Ma lapirush hanidrash alpi halimud al Tikre Meya. So then we're going to say now, what's the difference, the way we learn literally that the meaning is ma, and the meaning that the Marsha brings down, from the, that the Gemara brings down, that it is al tikra ma elomeya. How is the difference in the psukim? And the Rebbe is going to ask that it seems to be that that the way we learn it, one from the other, is difficult. Let's look inside. The lapirush kipshute, according to the simple meaning, it follows. The verse has one sentence. Va'ato Yisrael mo Hashem elekecha shoyil mi'imoch lira. All that Hashem is asking of you is to fear. So the ma is the beginning of the sentence. What already is Hashem asking you but to fear it? The lapirush kipshute, in the simple meaning, ma koi al yira. Ma goes on the yira. What is already asking? What is already Hashem asking you but to fear him? The kol ma shashem alikecha shoyil me'imach hu liyira savaya. All that Hashem is asking for you is to fear him. So the ma references the yira. But la pirush anidrash, but according to the pirush that we expound, that it means meya. So we have two parts in the pasuk: ma meya, hu inyan la'atzmei. This is a subject by itself. Va'ato Yisrael mo Hashem elekecha shoyil mi'imach. Now Israel, 100 is what Hashem is asking of you. That's one thing. Now, when you do the 100, then the 100 brachas, then you'll come to Yira. This is what is Hashem asking you is ma, which is mea brachas. Elo, the pasuk says, you will come Lira Savaya. Ki'im Lira Savaya is not part of the ma. The ma, the mea, that's the Eibishter asks of you. When you do that, you'll get Liyira Savai. That's according to the Drash. And then there's another difference between these two interpretations. The word Loshin Ma, you say, already what? When you say Ma, means you minimizing. You're saying very little. The word Meyo is the full number. So the loshin ma moyresha inyan hamedubar hudavar kotn. When you say ma, that points to the fact that what you're talking about is something small. What? No big deal. Small ma. What already? Ubashen haGemara, as the Gemara uses milsa sutras, it's a small thing. Umeyo. But on the other hand, when you say meyo, who mispergodl? Me is a big number. Ve'ad l'shleimus hamispar. This is actually the wholesome number is 100. Because you see, the be'osius, when you come to the letters that correspond to the numbers, you don't have anything above 100. You have kuf, reish, shin, tov, 1, 2, 3, 4, but there's only 100. There's nothing more. There's no number representing anything higher. So that is the highest number. The Ba'isyas Mispar Achi Godl Hu Meyas. The highest number is hundreds. So the 100 is the ultimate wholesomeness, the greatest number. Ma, without the Aleph, is the smallest number. So, ubefrat, lefi hamavur b'chsidus, the number may is a wholesome number, as we find in the letters, but especially as explained in Chassidus, the zesh and itoisa b'meya alma hu ois aleph. That which is added to the word in the word meya over the word ma, what's the difference? There's a one aleph. Ma doesn't have an aleph. Meya has an aleph in there. Hu ois aleph. What is aleph? Aleph is the letter ois yis pela, which the letter Aleph represents Oir HaSoivev Shalamayla Mishtalshlus, wondrous, which means goes beyond the evolution, the orderly level. But we're talking about now a light which is surrounding, which is Pella. So Meya has the Shleimus, and Meya has in itself the level of higher than Hishtalshlus. Okay, so again, the one difference is that ma in the first pshat goes on the liyira, and according to the second pshat, it's two separate sentences. Eibishter asks for meya, and that'll bring you liyira. And the other chilik is ma, according to the pashtav pshat and pasik, means what? Something small. According to the meya, that's something very big. It's a whole biggest number, and also it has the level Aleph, which is a level of higher, or level of Keser, higher than Ishtalshlus in it. So, therefore, v'tzorich lohavi. So we have to understand the lechayre shnei chilukim elu shnei bein shnei apirushim. These two differences that we have between these two pirushim, hem hafchim, they're opposite. Why? The mezeh shehameya broches heim hagdoma liyira, because the 100 broches are an introduction to yira, which means it's not we're asking you for yira, not Moshe Mekech Shalom Milkim liyira. We're saying you say the meya broches, and the meya broches will bring you yira. So that means that the 100 broches are an introduction how to get the yira. Move on. So we understand Shayira he lemailo mehem. The yira is higher than them. So how do you get to this yira, which is higher than the meya brachas? Because through the meya brachas you'll get the yira. So how do you get there? So you're saying ba'afa pikein hachiyuv the meya brachas. So how do we know that you have to make these 100 brachas, this highest level, the level of yira to reach yira? Nilmat mehadrash al tikra ma elameya. So how do we learn it out? Don't pronounce it ma, but meya. That gives you to get to the highest level, which means the Meya Brachas is the highest level. Why? Because it is a Hagdomalir, and still we learn it from the Drasha Al Tikri Ma Elomeya. Obanegei Leira Ksiv Ma Shoyel Meimach. And when we talk about Yira itself, this is the Hagdoma of Yira. We come to through the level of Meya, Atikra Ma'ala Meya. So, to even get to the introduction for Yira, we need Meya. And how do we get Yira itself? Ubanegel Yira Ksiv Moshoel Meimach, the Loshem Moira Kenal Dover Kotten. So, for Yira itself, we're saying, no big deal. Moshem Elkechoshoel Meimach. But to get to the introduction of Yira, because through the Meya Brachas you'll get Yira, over there you need Meya, you need 100 Brachas, Altikra Ma'ala Meya. So it seems like these two interpretations seems to, the two differences seems to conflict with what their accomplishment. It seems like to accomplish something less than Yira, which is the Hakdam of Yira, you need Meya Brachas. And to accomplish, not Ma, that's, you need Meya Brachas to accomplish the Yira. That's the introduction to Yira, you need 100. And on the other hand, we're saying that Ma Hashem Lekech Hashem Le'ira, to accomplish, to get Yira, over there you only need Ma, you don't need no Meya. The Ma itself brings you to the Yira. So how do we reconcile that the lower Madrega of Ma seemingly is enough to get Yira itself, and in order to get the introduction to Yira, we need Meya, we need 100? That's what the Rebbe is asking over here. Gimel. So the Rebbe is going to bring down now the from the Tzemach Tzedek, that when it says Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mi'imoch, means Hashem asks us for Ma, Hashem asks us for Bittel. But Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mi'imoch, the Eibishter asks us to provide Bittel. Hinei Mevuah Bedrusha Tzemach Tzedek Bepirush Hakosuv Mo Havai Elokecha Shoyel Mi'imoch. The Ma Bittel. There it says Ma'as Bittel. Kimoi, like we say, Benachnu Ma. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "We are Ma." That's the level of Bittel. Behu Habittel Atzmi Shalemaylam Haseichel Shemitzad Etzem Aneshama. That level of Bittel is a essence Bittel, which is beyond the intellect, but it comes because of the essence of the neshama. It's a bittel, we don't understand it, it's not come down to the level of understanding. The essence of neshama has that level of bittel. So what does it mean? Upirush mo havai lekecha shoyel mi'imach, that Hashem lekecha is asking from you. You have the bittel be'etzem, Hashem is asking that bittel that you have be'etzem should come out be'gilui. Upirush ma avay lekecha shoyel mi'imachu, sha'avay lekecha shoyel mi'imach habitl dema, that the Eibishter asks of you, va'atoma, the level of bitl of ma, that bitl atzmi, that is what Hashem is asking of you. What does it mean Hashem is asking? Well, we just said that this is mitzad etzem aneshama, every it has that etzem aneshama. Asking for that to come out begidli. The fact that there is a bittel of ma that each yid has because of the essence in his soul, that's hidden. It's not open. We got to bring it out to the open. Now, why is that not open? It's not because something is blocking it, that the nefesh ha-bahamis. It's not open because be'esem, it's an bitl atzmi, which is not in the level of his galus. Behelim Zed Rebbe explains, Hu loy rak mipnei shenefesh ha-bahamis malemes u'masteres al bitl zeh. It is not just because the animal's soul blocks and obscures this bitl. Ela shegam mitzad atzmi hu nelem. But in essence, it's hidden because li yoysel l'mayla megilui, because it's higher than revelation. So what is the Eibishter asking us? And what is Hashem asking from us, from each yid? Shama shebo yiyeh begilui, that his ma should be revealed. Hashem lekecha shoyel mi'imach, to reveal that ma, that ma should come out begilui. And this is what the pasuk continues. Lira savaye explains the Tzemach Tzedek. Kishoyresh habitl the yira, because the root of bitl of yira, the fear, yira sashem, is the root of the bitl of yira, that Yira is bitl, comes gam the yira tator. Even the level of the lower level of yira, which is yiras chayt, yiras ayinish, the small, lower levels, all the levels of yira, even the lower level, hu habitl atzmi shemitzad etzem haneshama bitl dema. It's really the essence bitl that is because the essence of the neshama. So, if we want to be the yiras Hashem, to fear Hashem, we have to have that level of bitl, that level of yira. We have to bring out that level of yira of the etzem to come out into the open. And the Rebbe explains now that by ava comes from the giluyim. This comes from the etzem. Ki yedua achilik ben yira la'ava. We said that the yira needs the bitl atzmi, the chilik with the yira and ava. The ava li yosem itzias shor shuhu ba giluyim dan neshama. Ava, because it is a entity, so it's rooted in the revealed part of the neshama, not in the etzem of the neshama. The yira li yosem bitl shor shuhu ba etzem neshama. Yira, because its self negation is bitl, it's in the etzem of the neshama. So you need that bitl atzmi, you need that yira, in order that the revelation, the mo Hashem elekecha shoyel meimoch, you need it even for the yira tator, as opposed to ava. Ava doesn't necessarily require that great level of bitl. That level of bitl is required for yira. Zehu mashik shu b'gemara otu yira milsa zutra sohi. And that's what the Gemara asks, is then yira, because even for the observance of mitzvahs, which is what we're talking about over here, you still need to be ma'ayir the etzem haneshama. The Gemara says, otu yira milsa zutra sohi. Av shaha yira shebeposik zeh. We're not talking about a higher level of yira. We're talking about a yira, a fear Hashem, that leads you to doing the mitzvahs. So enough fear of Hashem to do the mitzvahs. And still the Gemara argues, is it then a small thing? We're not talking about a higher level of yira. Why is the Gemara arguing? Why is the Gemara saying, is then fear a small thing? The Rebbe is explaining that even for Yira Tator, you need the Gilu from Etzem HaNefesh, level of Bittl, the Bittl Atzmi. Because the Gemara asks, even on this lower level of Yira, Yira Tator, Otu Yira Milsa Zutrasi, after Yira Shepasik Zeh Yira Mivili Kiva Mitzvahs, also we're only talking about the level of Yira, which brings to observance of mitzvahs, kimefurish b'kosu, because that's what the pasuk says clearly, le'yiras Hashem elekecha lechaz bidrachav, to fear Hashem your God, to go in His ways, which means a yira for kima mitzvahs. And if we're talking about the equivalent in Abba for kima mitzvahs is not such a big deal, because that can come through His bainness meditation. As it pertains to love, which brings to observance of mitzvahs, mavur betanya. So, but then in Tanya explains, that's easy for every person. So, it's not, wouldn't be a problem. It wouldn't be a yirsa yirsa. Auto mitzvah zutra. So, av is not. Is daka mitzvah zutra say, because you could. Everybody can easily reach the level of Ava, which brings him to Kima Mitzvahs. Mashen kin Yira, as opposed to Yira Mekivon, Shehi Bo, Mahabitl, the Etzem HaNeshama, Shalamayla Ma'aseichel, Yira comes from the bitl of the essence of the Neshama, which is Hayin Seichel, I Efshir Lahagia Eloh Aidei Yizbanus. So that cannot be reached through reflection, through meditation. Or it says, Olu Otu Yira Milsa Zutrasi, is then it a small thing? What is Hashem asking? Imli Yira, only Yira, but that's not a small thing, because you need the bittle of the Etzem HaNeshama to bring you to that, even that letter of Yira. So in order to reveal that level of Ma'ad, the bittle Atzem of the Neshama, Shir Shayira, that is, we're given power from above. This is extends to us. Shem gives it to us from above. The person's service does not reach there. He can't bring down that level of Yira. Unlike by Abba, which he can bring it down, but Yira can't bring it down. Oh, so now, how do we get down? How do we get to the Yira? We gotta bring it down from the level of Keser, higher than Ishtalshus. And that's, here comes in the Meya Brachas, because the number of Meya is in Keser. Ubechdei legalois. And that is why through 100 brachas we come to the level of Yira. Because 100 is in Kesem. And when we have the 100 brachas, especially when we have the blessing of the mitzvahs, in which we are mamshichu amshochas ruso de la elo she'ein isaruso de la tato magaz l'sham. Then we draw down isaruso de la elo, where our isaruso de la tato cannot reach it. It comes in isinas koyach milmailo. Our work below does not reach there, but it comes from above through the meya brachas. Sha'idei brachas de amshochas, we're mamshich through the 100 brachas. From Kesem Meya, Shaydei Hamshochazu, Mizgala Hamadan Hashome. That way, when we draw this down, this reveals the Mavdan Hashome. Al Tikri Ma Elameya. So that the Ma, that which is hidden, the Hashome has the Bittel Atzmi, but it's Ma, it's hidden. That Ma is Meya. It reveals it through the Meya. Tikre Ma'al Meya. Through the Meya Brachas brings out the Ma. The hidden level, the Bittel Atzmi. And that way we come to the Yira, because through the Hamshocha Mil Ma'ilo we come to the level of Yira. So, now we also understand what the Gemara says, Negabe Moshe Milsa Zutrusi, that relative to Moshe, it's a small thing, but we're asking it from every Yid. What it means is ki hamshocha sarusa del elo she'eini ha'yisarusa del tata magas l'shom. How do we bring down, draw down that level of sarusa del elo which the sarusa del tata cannot reach there? He be ikir al yidei Moshe. That is mainly through Moshe. Ki yidua, as it's known, Shet Torah, that Torah which is Torah's Moshe, that's level of Torah, that's Moshe, Moshe, Torah, Moshe. He is Arusa de la Eilo, Shalemailo, Misarusa de la Tato. Torah brings down a level of Isarusa de la Eilo, which is higher than Isarusa de la Tato. Tfilo, mitzvahs bring around from Isarusa de la Tato the Isarusa de la Eilo. Here it comes from Milo. And that's why it's Moshe Rabbeinu, which means through Torah we are able to be mamshich, the higher level, the level of the Etzem HaNeshama, the Ma of the Neshama, through the Meyo, and that it becomes a Milsa Zutrusihi, because through Moshe Rabbeinu, Teiras Moshe, we bring down that level which is higher than the Sarusa Latata that reaches there, but in a higher level of Sarusa Delayla. And so we have 100 brachas, but the Rebbe added here that it comes through Moshe. And the Rebbe says there is an advantage to the Moshe, Toiras Moshe, that is higher than Hishtalshalus, than the Meya Brachas. Yesh Lahoysev. So we can add to this, Yesh Yisrael, Vam Shochas Yisarusa de Le'ela Shal Yidei Moshe Toira. There is an advantage to the Yisarusa de Le'ela, which takes place, that comes through Moshe Rabbeinu, that is even higher. That is even higher. That's higher than the level that comes through the Meya Brachas. So yes, Yisrael Mamshocha Zerus Leila Shalidei Moshe Teira Lagai Mamshocha Shalidei Meya Brachas. Why? Ki Teira Hibchinas Pnimis. Teira is in an inner. Seroscha B'Sech Meya is inside. L'chein. Gam Hamshochas is Sarusa de Leila Shalidea Teira. Also, that when we draw down the Sarusa de Leila, that's through Teira versus through the Meya Brachas, Hinimshechas bePnimius, that comes down in an inner Pnimius. Bedugmas is Sarusa de Leila Shinimshechsa de Aveda. Just like is Sarusa de Leila that comes through Aveda, that comes in a Pnimius, Sarusa de Tata. So here, even though this comes milmailo, but it comes down into a pnimi, is similar to as if it had been brought down through avoida, which brings down pnimius. Belachein gam hayira shenimshechas al yideze. Also, the yira that comes down through the level of teira, he hergesh pnimi yosef. That's a more inner feeling, more than the just the feeling of yira that we get through the meya brachas. So the Rebbe explained that through the level of the Meya, which is Keser, we can reach the Gilui of Ma, of the Etzem HaNeshama. That the Etzem HaNeshama should be his Galus. And that comes be Milamailo through Meya. Meya Broches, Leber spoke also about Torah. So the Rebbe says, "Va'dalut va'alpizei yeshloimer." So based on this, we can say, "The ma umeyo yesh bekol echod mehem ma'ilo." In each one of ma versus meyo, there is a ma'ile in ma, and there is a ma'ile in meyo. The zeshe hama hu behelim. The fact that Ma is hidden, the etzem of the neshama. Ubichdei sheyoveli gilui hu al yidei hamshachas b'chinas meya. In order to bring about that the helem of the Ma, that it should be revealed, because we are bringing down meya through the meya brachas, through the level of 100, through the level of keser. Oir shelamailo mihishtalshalus, that's a oir which is higher than hishtalshalus, the level of keser. Humipnei hamailo shebemeyo legabema, that is because there is an advantage in the meyo with regards to the ma, and that's why the meyo has the power to be megale the ma. Belochein loshen ma moide al dover kotten, and that's why the loshen ma what points to a small mite. Umeya hu shleimus hamispar, and meya is the complete number kinalsi base. That's the mile of meya, which is complete over ma, which is small. But on the other hand, that's the Maila of Meya over Ma. But on the other hand, the fact that the Eir of the Maila Mishtalshus Meya comes down, revealed below, in order to wake up, to arouse, and to reveal the Mada Neshama. Hu mitzad ha-maila shebimal gabe Meya. That is because there is an advantage in the Ma to the Meya. That's why the Oyer comes down. And once the Oyer is Megale, the Ma, the Oyer, the Meya, becomes on a higher level. Ba'yidei hamshochas b'chinas Meya le'Oyer hama, through bringing down, drawing down the level of Meya in order to arouse the Ma, mitoysef ilu gam b'chinas Meya. So there is also added an advantage in the level of Meya k'delakama simen sivches tes, as later on in sivches tes. We'll see. So there's a maila in Meya because that's shlemus, that's higher than hishtalshelus, and it has the ability to wake up that level of ma of the neshama, and that's why Meya is the whole number. It's 100. The ma shows on a minimum, but on the other hand, the fact that the Oyer comes down to wake up the Ma, and then through the fact that the Meya brings about the Ma, the revelation of the Ma, then the Meya itself gets an advantage in the level of Meya, as the Rebbe will explain later on. Hey. Yuvan ze al piyamavur ba maimer divra maschil ze shebehem shechtef reishayim beis terav. Understand, according to the Maim, what's explained, the Maimer that opens up with the same Dibur HaMaschil of Ato Yisroel Mo Hashem Elikecho. And in the Hemshech of Terav, Shachi Lug Ben Eir HaMemale L'Eir HaSoiviv Hugam B'Shorshom Lifnei HaTzimtzum. That have the difference between the Eir HaMemale and the Eir HaSoiviv. It's not only the way it comes down after the Tzimtzum, we have the light of the Oyer HaMemale, and then we have the Oyer HaSeviv, but that comes down in the world, which is Seviv, the world, but we also have them B'Shor Shom Lifnei HaTzimtzum. Before the Tzimtzum, it's not the pshat that before the Tzimtzum was just one Oyer Ein Sof. Before the Tzimtzum, there's a Shodesh for the Eir HaSoiviv, the Eir that comes down in a level of Makif of the world. Then there's the Eir that comes down in a level of Pnimim, Emali. These two Eirs have separate roots in the Eir Sof in Lifnei HaTzimtzum. There is a root from Emali and there's a root for Soiviv. The fact that the Eir HaKav, which is the Memale Kol Almim, Eir HaMemale, Meslavish B'Kelim, that it dresses up in the Kelim, Hu Loi Rak Mivshe Bnei Sham Shachosia Ihi Al Yidei HaTzimtzum. It's not only because it comes down through the Tzimtzum, Elo Lifishe Gam B'Shor Shom Lifnei HaTzimtzum, Hu Eir Shebebechinas Gvul. But also the root of the Kav, the root of the Memale, in their root, and for a Tzimtzum, there's an Oyer which is in the level of Gvul. What does it mean that before the Tzimtzum that there's Gvul over there? It says, the Zehu Shegam Lifnei HaTzimtzum Yesh Eser Sviris HaGnuzis. Because also, this is the fact that before the Tzimtzum, there is the 10 Sviris that are hidden. That means that Oyer has some Gvul to it. So, what does it mean if it also has a level of Gvul? How is that different from the Oyer HaMemale? We're saying this is Lifnei HaTzimtzum. The difference is if it's open or hidden. The Elo Shelifnei HaTzimtzum, before the Tzimtzum HaGvul Sheboi Hu Behelem. The Gvul that's in the Oyer is hidden, as says Shuris Genuzis. But there is Gvul there too, but it's hidden. After the Gvul that's in the Oyer, Shalifnei HaTzimtzum, comes revealed through the Tzimtzum, so then, he can dress up in Kelim. It's not just because the Oir went through the Tzimtzum that he can dress up in the Kelim. The Rebbe Rashab explains in the Hemshech Chaim Beis, the reason why he can come down in a way of Memale in the Gavul is because the already in Lifnei Tzimtzum it has Gavul, it has the essence for the Sagnuzis. So that's why the Oir that comes through the Tzimtzum be Cholte L'Slabish B'Kelim. How do we say that the Oir Lifnei HaTzimtzum, how do we say that it's Gvul, that it has in it Gvul? The Gvul, when we say that the Oir is Mein HaMoir and is connected, the Moir is no Gvul, so how does it have Gvul? V'atam al zeh she'oir zehu bebchinas Gvul. What is the reason that that light is, that oir is in a level of gavul? Av shegeder ha'oir hu shahu davuk b'ho etzem u'mein ha'etzem. Even though the definition of oir is that it is connected to the essence, and it is similar to the essence, so just like the moir has no gavul, and this is the oir me'ein ha'moir, and it's an oir which is connected to the etzem, and it's similar to the etzem. How does it get gavul? Who? Why is that gavul? Kinyonei shel oir zeh hu lehoir es ha'olamos. Because the idea of this oir, the oir which comes down later on in a gavul, to begin with, what is the oir? The oir is to shine the worlds. It's not. There is a level of oir which is just expressing the above. It's not a purpose. It's not for doing something. Here, this oir shines, me'ein ha'moir, but it's coming down in order to dress up, is to illuminate the world. So there is, that's the level of gavul. This is the difference between the Oir HaBligvul, which is HaShoyrish, the Oir HaSoyviv, the Oir Shebebchinas Gvul, the Oir HaSoyviv, which is the Oir HaBligvul, which is the root of Oir HaSoyviv, and the Oir Shebebchinas Gvul, HaShoyrish, the Oir HaMemali. What's the Chiluk? The Oir HaBligvul is just reflection of the Moir. There's no purpose there. The Oir HaGvul is to shine the world. Sha'ir HaBligvul hu loy b'chdei lahoir. The light of Bligvul, the Shodesh of Sovim, is not in order to illuminate. Elagilu Etzem is just revealing the essence. There's no purpose to illuminate. There's no Oilamos to want to illuminate, to want to make them light. So, they're just to reflect them. Now, can we take say that it just comes out like that? So, mainly if you say the sun shines, there's the Kadur HaShemesh, you have the ball, the globe of the sun automatically shines. There's no, it reflects. If the sun is there, it reflects. So, the level of the Bligvul, the Oir HaBligvul, the Eibishter, the Moir, it shines. But we can't really say it by the Eibishter. Because the sun has, the shine of the sun doesn't have a choice. The sun is there, the sun shines. Can't say that because there is the Atzmus, so therefore there has to be, there is the Moir, there has to be Oir. He's not Mukhrach HaMoir. So, it must be that it also has a purpose. Vagam, this is what Rebbe explains now. Shagam Gilu Zeh. Even the Gilu of Bligvul, which is not to illuminate the worlds. Hu Bishvil Eze Kavone. It's still for some sort of intent. Because you can't say Shari Lamaila and Shai Hechrechaz B'Sholom. Because above, you can't say that it has to. like we would say, like by the sun is there, it shines. So since there has to be a choice, the Eibishter wants it to shine. So why is there the oil? Here we're saying it just shines. There's no intent to illuminate anything. So why is it shining? Hakavon begilu oir zehi. So what is the kavon and the oir? Obligvu hisheyia gilui kozeh sheunyonei huloi lahoir eligilu etzim. The intent is itself this, that there should be a oir that is not there to illuminate anything, but just to reveal the etzim. That's the kavon, to be gilu etzim. So on that oir, because it's the oir obligable, it doesn't fit that in that oir there should be any measure and limitation. There's no eses sviris, God behelim. There's no even eses sviris agenuzis in the oir obligable. Begam le'acharei shemeir bikelim uba'olamos, and even after the oir Habligvul comes down in the Oir HaSoiviv, and then it is Soiv in the world, it shines in the Kelim and the world. Ainei Babahem Bislapshus, it doesn't come up dressed up in them. V'rak makifalim, it just surrounding them. That's the meaning of Soiviv. That's the Oir Habligvul. But the Oir Shelohoir HaSoilamais, the light which comes down to illuminate the world. Hagam shegam oir zehu dovuk ba etzem umeina etzem. Even though that oir is also connected to the etzem, and it's similar to the etzem, but yet mikol makoyim, it has a limitation. It has akbola. It has a sefiras agnosis. Mikol makoyim, mikivon she oir zehu bishvil oilumas. The reason why that oir emanates from the moir is because of the world. That means ha'oilumas tevsimokem legabe. The worlds are take up space because it's coming there to illuminate. So they have some sort of existence in that oil. He is there in order to bring light to them. And therefore, gam kemoishu lifnei hatzimtzum. Even as this oil is in the level of bligvul, in level of lifnei hatzimtzum, before the tzimtzum, before the kav, the shayrish of the kav, so'oz eine shayich sheyoyer ba'ilumis, before it actually goes through the tzimtzum, then it cannot yet shine in the world. It needs to actually go through the tzimtzum. But still, yesh be'behelem medidav agbolet, in a hidden way, it has the limitation, it has the measure and limitation, as the sefiras agnuzis. And after the tzimtzum, after the kav, and after it comes down in the kelim and the world, unlike the oir ha'soivev, which remains b'mchinas makiv, this dresses up in the kelim because already in the shoyrish of the kav it had the eses shviris de midi of agbol. So the Maimer explains that this is understood by explaining the difference in the koyches ha-nefesh between the koyach ha-rotzin, which is the level of seviv, and the other koyches which come down in epinimi. Vayir ba-maimer explains in the maimer the hamoshul al-zeh b'koyches ha-nefesh ba-odom. What would be the example for this in the powers of the soul that is in the human? That we see godliness from my flesh. Hu achiluk bein harotzin l'shar ha-koyches is the difference between rotzin and the other koyches. Dezeh shekol ha-koyches mislapshim be'evore ha-guf. The fact that all koyches dress up in the limbs of the body, the powers of the soul dress up in the various different limbs of the body, Dugmas oir hamemalish mislabish ba'olamos, which is similar to the oir that fills, that dresses up in the world. This dresses up in the kelim, in the evorim, in the body. V'horotzin hu makif es kol ha'evori haguf b'shovim. The rotzin surrounds all the limbs of the body equally to Ukmas HaSoyviv, that's similar to the level that Soyviv in the world. Who? So what's the difference? Because of the root of the Koyches and the root of the Rotzer. Kikol HaKoyches, Kam Lifnei Shemislapshim Beivorei HaGuf, all the Koyches, even prior to dressing up in the limbs of the body, they are an entity which is outside of the nefesh. They're not the nefesh itself. They're already there, a metzias, which is besides and outside of the soul. And that's why when they extend and they come down into the limbs of the body, they dress up in them. But when we talk about the rotzin, there is no entity by himself. All what it is to move and extend the soul. But Rotzin is not an entity by himself. And Rotzin is, he tilts and pulls the soul. It's not separate. It is connected that it moves the soul, and even when he extends into the limbs of the body, the rotzen doesn't dress up in them, but it only surrounds them. He surrounds over the limbs of the body. And then the Maimer continues. The Rebbe brings down another part in the Maimer, which the Rebbe is going to actually explain that what is so much, why does he connect this? What's the connection of it? But the Rebbe brings down now what the Rebbe Rashab says in the Maimer over there, 9 base. That similar is the Moshul above. This is the difference between Torah and Mitzvahs. The Torah, Shehi Chochmosi Shalak Kadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, which is Hashem's wisdom. It's like the Koyches HaNefesh. This is the Koyach of sort of Kabiyachul. From the Metzius Kabiyachul, this is the wisdom of Hashem. It's like a Koyach Pnimi. And that's the Chochma, that's Torah. Hamshachosu Lamata Ba'odom Alimda, he be Pnimius. The way it comes down below the person that learns it, it's an inside. The Torah is in my inside. It's an apnimius. It's like memalikolam. The mitzvahs shem rotzon elyon, the mitzvahs which are the rotzon, they are gilui ha'atzmos. They are revealing what the atzmos. What, they're not a entity. They're just revealing the atzmos. Hamshachosum lamata ba'odum ha'mekayim es ha'mitzvah. The way they extend below to the person who observes the mitzvah, what kind of an oir, what does he get? It's in a way of surrounding and obscure. The light of the mitzvah isn't felt by the person. A mitzvah also refines the person. What are we saying? It doesn't come into the person. The zeshali de kium hamitzvahs nasa zichabod, and the fact that through observing the mitzvah the person becomes refined, shalochein mitzvah gereres mitzvah. That's why one mitzvah will bring along another mitzvah, because he became refined from the mitzvah. So he's on a higher level. But how does the mitzvah impact him if it doesn't? It's not in the pnimis. Hurak pu'ula sa'oir da mitzvah. That's the impact of the oir of the mitzvah. It's not that the oir comes down. The impact of the oir of the mitzvah has that impact. But he doesn't feel the oir of the mitzvah itself, that it's like a makir. B'dugmas ha'rotzin she'benefesh ha'odom. This is same as the rotzin nefesh ha'odom. The rotzin is makiv, but it impacts that it impacts the body. So it doesn't mean that it dresses up in the body. Rotzen does not reveal. It impacts them, but it doesn't come down in them. It's not revealed. It remains in the level of makif. So, yes, the mitzvahs do make a zikr. That's an impact. But it's not that the ratzon itself, the mitzvah itself, the eid of the mitzvah itself, remains in a way of makif. It's not felt by the person. Umamshik bahamaymer b'siyumoy. And then in the Maimir, in the end, Ba'chelik shemevayir ha-posik v'ato Yisrael mo'avayir l'kecha shoyil mimoch ha-tikra ma'el meyo. When he explains over there in the end the meaning of ma'a shem l'kecha shoyil mimoch ha-tikra ma'el meyo, the b'gdei sheyizgal ha-rotzin, the mitzvah's atzmai. In order to get the rotzin, the mitzvah, that oir of the rotzin, the mitzvah itself, not just the pula, hu al yidei birchas ha-mitzvahs. So the bracha, the mitzvah, gives you the rotzen itself. That's normally it's obscure, it's makif. The bracha brings it down, and that's the meyo. Zeu inyan chayiv odom levorach meyo brachas b'chol yoyim. That's why a person has to make 100 brachas meyo. Meyo b'keser rotzen. Ba'al yidei hamra meyo brachas. Through the 100 brachas, especially befrata the birchas mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs are we said rotzen, the rotzen Hashem, the makif. So the birchas hamitzvahs, the bracha, you make 100 brachas. That includes all kinds of brachas, but especially birchas mitzvahs. Nimshach harotzen begilui, that brings down the rotzen in a revealed way. So over there, the Maimir explains that the same difference, the way we have the impact between the difference between Rotzen and the Koiches Pnimim, the Koiches Pnimim are in a inner way, and the Rotzen is in Makif, and even the Hamshoche, that it comes down, it's only makif aleim, but there is a pu'ula. And the same thing he says, there is a difference between Torah mitzvahs, that Torah comes down in an inner, like the Mamalik ulamim. Mitzvahs are in a way of makif, that the rotzen is not megala with them. How do you be megala the rotzen, the etzav rotzen? That's through the birchas mitzvahs. Zayin. So we need to understand the makif upnimi amavur ba'maimer. The idea of makif and pnimi that the maimer explained, shazebo hamoshul derotzim v'seichel, we brought the moshul derotzim v'seichel, that rotzim is makif and seichel is pnimi. Hu oir ha-memala v'oir ha-sevim. U'man negeye kan lebayir ha-chiluk v'teir le-mitzvahs. Why is it important here for the Maimer that the Rebbe Rashab brings down to explain the difference between Torah and Mitzvahs? This part that the Maimer says, or Mamshach Maimer, that the same thing is between Torah and Mitzvahs, we're talking over here about Makif Upnimi, the Eir Mamalu Kol Almim, Sevu Kol Almim, and we gave a Moshel of Rotzim V'Seichel. Why do we bring in Torah and Mitzvahs? Yeshleimer Habir was so the Rebbe is saying the explanation by Hagdim, by introducing the Ze Shehabriya Bishvil HaToyro Bishvil Yisrael. When we say that the Eibush that created the world was for the Torah and for the Yidden, HaKavona Bazeh He Lo Rak Libriya Soilu. We're not just talking about the world was created for the Yidden and Torah. Elogam L'chol HaGiluyim. All Giluyim, all revelations, even the highest revelations, Gam La Giluim Shel Lifnei Atzimtzum. Also, the Giluim of Lifnei Atzimtzum are for the Yidden and for Torah. Vafilu lehagilui the Oir Habligvul Shel Gilu Haatzim. Even the Gilu Oir Habligvul, where we said, is not for a purpose, is not to illuminate, which is the Gilu Haatzim, is also for Torah. Sharakavona b'chol hagiluim, because the intent in all of the Giluim he. That through them, later on, there will be a creation of the world. And even though there is two oiras, we said, the oir, which is lahoira oilam, and the oir, which is just a reflection, or mein amoir. But even that, v'gam agilu she'en elohoir es ha'ilumis, even the gilu which is not to illuminate the world, ela gilui ha'etzem hu, but that is gilu ha'etzem shekach olo b'ritzoinoi yizbarech, because this is the way Eibishter's will was, she'oir ha'shayich le'ilumis, yumshach me'ha'oir, she'lemailu m'shaychus le'ilumis, that the oir which is connected to the world should be extend from the oir which is higher than shaychus to the world. So the end of the day, even the gilu that is not lahoiras oilamais is there, so that from it will extend the oir hashaychus leilamais. And since the world is created for the Torah and Yidden, meaning the very first Gilui is also for Yidden, because it is for the world. That was the Kavanah. And the Kavanah is that the Oir shall, the Gilui should come from the Oir, which is higher than Gilui. Nimtso shegam kol ha-Giluim hem b'shvil ha-Torah b'shvil Yisrael. So it comes out that all the Giluim are for Torah and for the Yidden. So based on this, we can say that tama pnimi al ze shenimshchu shnei hagiluim the same mali. What's the inner reason? Why were these two revelations extended the same mali, which is gilu haetzem and gilu shalohoyir olamis? As we said before, in the source in lifnei hatzimtzum, you have the gilu haetzem and the gilu shalohoyir olamis, which are the source, the shodesh for sake of kolalmin and malu kolalmin. Who mipnei she b'toyra v'yisrael yesh dugma shnei inyonim elu, because in Torah and Yidden there is these two aspects, and that's why it was set up in such a way of pnimius and makif Torah mitzvahs. In Torah, these are Torah mitzvahs, as the Rebbe explains that Torah is pnimius and mitzvahs is makif. Ubi Yisrael ba'yid heim seichel v'rotzen. Ba'yid, they have the level seichel is pnimius and rotzen is makif. Dezeh shebin nefesh ha'odom. You're gonna say this is something which all human beings have, these two ideas, Seichel and Rotzen. So here we're saying, Shvil Yisrael, how is it unique for the Yidden? The fact that we say that the soul of man has Seichel Umidus, and it also has Rotzen, Hubikir be Yisrael. So that's mainly by a Yid, the Seichel Umidus. Odom atem kruim odom. You are, Pasuk calls them odom. You're called odom. Mizenis talshel gam came b'mizoylam. This evolved those b'mizoylam. So it's mainly by the Yidden, these two, because the Yidden are the reason for all giluyim, and the original giluyim come in a way of seviv amamale. Gilu ha'etzem and gilu shalohoyir olamos, we have, and it's for the Yid, because in Torah we have Torah mitzvahs, and in the Odom by Yid we have seichel ha'rotz. V'apizei yesh loymar. So based on this, we can say zeh shemevi ba'maimer moshel al seiviv u'memale merotz v'seichel shaba Odom. The fact that it brings down in the Maimer the Moshul from Sevim Mali, from the Rotsin and Seichel Adam, Ubehem Shechlo Zeh Bir, Achilik Be Mitzvahs L'Torah, and then continues explaining the difference between Mitzvah and Torah, Hu Gam, Bichdei L'Rames, it's also in order to hint to us, Shehash Shodesh, the Shnei HaGiluyim, the root of these two Giluyim, Gilui Ho'etzem, V'Gilu Shelohoyra Olmes,
the gilui of the etzem and the revelation to illuminate the worlds. Similar to these two ideas by Torah indeed. This adds to understand the advantage of these two revelations. Sheyesh bahem loy rak inyan hagilui. It's not just that they're revealing. Elogam dugma lo inyonim the Torah of Yisrael. That they also have they're also an example to the aspects by Torah Yindir. By Torah Yindir is also gilu etzem and gilu shalohayrosis. Sai by Torah, sai by Yidden. Shesh shor shemu ba'atzmus. Torah and Yidden are rooted in Atzmus. So these two oiris that we have are similar to the two aspects in Torah and the Yidden, which tells us that Torah and the Yidden are connected to Atzmus. And that adds to understand the advantage of these two Giluim, because these are the elevations which are by Yid and in Torah, and they're connected to Atzmus. So based on that, we can explain Zeshe Yodua, that we know Shei Yisaruso de Le'ela and Amsheches Ma'atzmo B'chdei Lo'eder Yisaruso de Le'tato, that this arousal of above that comes on its own in order to that should bring about the Yisaruso de Le'tato. It's not the person, but that brings the person, so to arouse the person from below. That's from a place which is higher than where the Yisrus del Tata can reach. So, but this needs to be explained. What does it mean the Yisrus del Tata doesn't reach there? Because relative to that level, the bottom doesn't, it doesn't take place, so it's not, it doesn't consider, you can't reach there, because that place where the Yisrus Le'el comes from, what you do Lamata doesn't matter to this. There's no, it doesn't impact it. So therefore, you can't elicit it. V'yesh le'hoysu b'zeh. V'yesh le'hoysu, we can add. D'zeh she'ein tfisis mokim la'nivroim l'gabe dargezu. The reason why the created being are not considered anything relative to that darge, the higher level of Yisrus de Le'ela, who ki ha-soivev, ki ha-shoirish de-soivev, shemimenu nimshechas Yisrus de Le'ela zu, because the root of the soivev, from which this Yisrus de Le'ela comes, from above, which comes the root of Seviv. The root of Seviv is the Yisrus de Le'ela that comes to be Meir Yisrus de Le'tata, that Meyot that brings the Ma'az, we said before, is the root in that root of Seviv. That's not for a purpose to light the world, illuminate the world. It's only Gilu Ha'etzem. So therefore, world does not count over there. It's not no tfisa smoke. So the question that everyone wants to know, since you can't reach there because there's no tfisa smoking, ve'ech nimshach mishom yisaruso de le'elo v'chdei la'ir yisaruso de le'tato. So how could there extend from there in yisaruso de le'elo in order to arouse the yisaruso de le'tato, the Gilui of the Ma, of the Neshama, through the Meyo, but how does it do it when there is no Tfisus Mokim? But based on the above, we can say, when we're saying that the Oir, which is the Gilui Ha'etzem, is similar to the same idea that a Yid, that by Yid you have the Koyach HaRotzen. And when we're saying that the Gilui Etzem is Bishvil Yisroel, and so it's similar to the way a Yid has it, that's the way the Oyre works, so then in that Oyre he senses that he's also Bishvil Yisroel. That's why from that oir, which is not, it's higher than having a lahoir, the oilmas. Oilmas don't tefis a smoking, but it senses the bishvil Yisrael, that it was nivra oilam. And therefore, it will bring down the Yisrus of the Leila to arouse the Yisrus of the Latata. The level of the Isarusa Dilatat, the level of the world, the neshama, the ma, it doesn't reach there. You can't reach the no tfisa smokim. But it's tfisa smokim into the idea that Bishul Yisrael, that this is all for the Yidden, and therefore it brings a hamshocha from Yisrus de Leila to be made Yisrus de Latato. Yes, Lahoisif can add, the Rebbe mentioned this before, hinted to this. The idea hamshocha says Yisrus de Leila, Leira Yisrus de Latato, that through bringing down Yisrus de Leila to arouse Yisrus de Latato, mitoisef be Yisrus de Leila. This adds, actually, to the Yisrus de Leila, to that level of the Oyr Shalifnei HaTzimtzum, from which the Yisrus come, Ubamokim, Shememenu Nimshech HaYisrus de Leila, from the place the Yisrus de Leila reaches. So, the Rebbe explained, because the Rebbe Rashab brought the example, the way we have the two in Yonim by a Yid, that Bishvil Yisrael, and you have, so that gives the Yisrusa de Le'ela the feeling to want to come down to be Me'ir Yid. Otherwise, it's not understood. If the Yisrusa de Tata doesn't reach there, why would the Yisrusa de Le'ela want to come down to a place which is not Tefes Mokim? But because it senses the similarity that is Bishvil Yisrael, because it has the same by a Yid, is the same idea, then it wants to come down to the Yid. And the Rebbe further adds another point here. The Rebbe makes another point here. Not only does the Oir Shelemailov from any Hagbolas come down to be Me'ore the Isarusa de Letata of the Yid over here, that his Ma should be Begilui. But there is actually an additional advantage to the Oir HaBlikvul, that it even goes and gets from a higher place than it normally does. Yes, Lois. Through this Yisrus Leila, extending to arouse the Yisrus Latata below, there is advantage in this Yisrus Leila. And the place you men nimshichah Yisrus Leila, and from the place from the where the Yisrus Leila comes, that there is an advantage in the Yisrus Leila through coming down to be Meirer Yisrus Latata. Kal Yidei Zem Izgale Boi Od Yeser HaKavona Sheboi. Because when it comes down, it reveals more in the Oir, I believe more the intent, V'gam Zeh is Kavona is Bishvil Yisrael, that's why it is the Oir that is revealed. And also is that oil is similar to a Yid. Yidden are rooted in Atzmus, and the Oir has a similarity and he feels that. It's revealed by him that they're more the kavone, and also it's revealed that his dugmas, that he's similar to the same as by a yid, which is Rudin Natsus.
Test. V'zehu v'ato Yisrael mo goymer al tikra malameyo. And this is what the Pesuk says, Yisrael mo, don't call it ma'bat meyo. V'zeh sheich ksiv hu ma v'akri umeyo. The fact that the written is ma. V'ato Yisrael mo, mem hei. V'akri, we pronounce it, atro meyo Hashem, as the Medrash, as the Gemara says, v'akri umeyo. The ksiv ikri, the written and the pronounced him helem megilui, means the helem, it's ma, and then you read it, it's gilui, who, kimeya hu hasoiviv, meya is soiviv, ubeshorshoi, and the root of soiviv, ha'oir de gilui ha'etzim, that's the oir gilui, it's gilui. So, that's all gilui. Uma hu amad neshama shu behelam. Ma is the neshama which is behelam. Dal yidei sha neshama nasis nivra. Because when the neshama became a created being, hamash shebo hu behelam. The ma, the etzem of the neshama is hidden. Ubeidei shiyovel gilui. So in order to reveal that, hu ayidei amshochas. Chinas Meya is by bringing down the level of Meya, can now see Gimel without the level of Kesi. V'hine Helem Zeh Hulamata Megilu. So that Helem is lower than Gilui. The Oir Habligvul Gilui HaEtzem is a higher than the level of Ma, which is the Helem. V'apiyah Yedua. And based on what's known, Shiksiv Hu L'mayla Mikri. So, over here, the Ma is the lower level you need, and that's Gilui, it's a level, but there is another interpretation in which the Helam is higher than the Gilui. Apir Yidu Shiksiv Hu L'mayla Mikri. So the written is higher than the Kri. So what's written, the Ma, is higher, Yesh Loimar, the Ha-Helem, the Hamad, and the Shomas, Shemerumus Bazeh, Shemau Aksi. That this Helem of Ma of the Neshama, how is it hidden? Because it's written Ma. Huzeh Shehar Neshama Mushreshes Behelem Atzmi Da Atzmus. It's that the Neshama is rooted in the Helem Atzmi of Atzmus. And that's why it's Ma. And it's higher than the Gilui. Yes, Lahaysif. So why is Meya the Kri of the Ksiv Amar? Because since Meya brings about Eirama, Nirgashboy, he feels Kenalso Siv Ches, Shu Dugmas Vigilu Hamadi Yisrael, that is similar, and the revelation of Madi Yidin. So he gets to a higher level. The Meya is Megale, the Ma. And that reaches the Gilui, the Meya, that he becomes Tugmas V'Gilu Amadi Yisrael, the Bishvili Yisrael, as the Rebbe said before. So, Poshet, the level of Ma is Helem lower, and the level of Meya is Gilui. That's Gilui, and this is Helem, the creation of the neshama, the etzem is behelam. But we have to say, because the kri is lower than the ksim, it's talking about the helam ha'atzmi. Not the helam when it was created as a nivra, but the helam ha'atzmi of the neshama. And through the meya, megala, the helam ha'atzmi, there is an advantage of the meya as well, that it feels that he is similar to the Gil of Mahdi Yisrael. Valdei Rezel Gam Yisrael Atzmi, similar, it's also by Yidin himself. Da'idei Shanashama Me'ires Aguf Sheboi, Dafke hu b'chiras atzmos. Through the neshama illuminating the body, in which the body there is the choosing of atzmos. V'toysef ilui ba neshama. This adds an advantage to the neshama. So through the neshama illuminating the body, the neshama gets an advantage. Valderech lo'asid lova is similar to the future to come. Sha neshama tiyeh nizonis ma'aguf. The neshama will get fed from the body, meaning it turns around. Instead of the neshama illuminating the body will feed the neshama. Maybe the will that very soon the promise will be fulfilled. Those who rest in the dust will get up and sing. And the Baal Ha'ilu, the Rebbe's father, the Baal Ha'ilu of Chafov, amongst them, B'neilach Kulonu, B'mehera, we will all go quickly, K'mius L'Artzeinu, upright to our land, B'bis Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Kabbat Tzidkenu, B'agol V'dan Mamesh, and very soon.